with his friends, we are continuing our shiur on the topic of Dvar Torah Maos Konos, but the Chachamim were metaken that you can only be Kona with Mashicha and Bav Metzia, Mem Zayin Amit Beis, in the Kabbalah Kashiaisa, Vagon Ba'alachal Kasiyov, in the 52nd Kasha, there are 103 Bam Kashas. He asks on the Psak of the Ramah, who says that even though the Chachamim were metaken that Maos ain't on Konos, nevertheless, if you make a Tanai Behedya, if you make an explicit Tanai that Maos are Kona, they are Kona. And this is Shver, asked the Kavad Kishai, so this opinion of the Ramah, because the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama and Ayin Amud Beis says that if one is Moicher B'Shabbos, he is Potter. One is Goinev a Moicher B'Shabbos, he's Potter from paying Arbava Chamisha. Why? Because the buyer says to the seller, the Ganav, pluck a fig from my tree, and then I'll be Kona the Gneva. And he's Pater because of Kim Levi the Rabbi Mine. He's Michal Shabbos with this Mechira. So Kim Levi the Rabbi Mine, there's no Arba V'Chamisha, there's no payment for stealing the for selling the animal because it was Chil Shabbos. So Frek the Shita Mekubetzes, Mos ain't on Konos. There's nothing to start to talk about in the first place. Rabbanu Shlomo, Mos ain't on Konos. Since you can't acquire with Mos Tzur Yeshua Si, since you can't acquire with Mos, there's no kinyan here in the first place. So you don't have to come onto the Kim Leib de Rabbi Mine. There was no Mechira. Because Mos ain't on Konos, that's the Kasha. But according to the Ramah, there should be no Kasha, since the Gemara is making Ukimtas. So why don't we say in Ukimta that here we're talking about a case where they made it tonight? If the Ramah says you can make it tonight, let's say they were talking about, the Gemara is talking about a case where they made it tonight. So it must be, it doesn't work. Tonight doesn't work against the Ramah. Not only that, another Kasha, Tosin Bov Mitzia, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Beis, says that a shomer was nishba, a shomer is mishaling, and then afterwards the ganav is found, he gets the kefil. So frektosvis, how's he kona the kefil b'mos? Mos ain't on konos. Now there, they didn't speak to each other. Just chachamim say that the das of the mafgid was that he wants to be magna. So if he wants to be mak, it's like they made it tonight. If they made it tonight, then why shouldn't it work? Why shouldn't it be kona with the Mos? What's the kasha? So we have two kashas in the Ramah, who says that Mos konos, if they made it tonight. But the answer is pashut, like Nosson Gishtetner says, that the kasha of the Shita Mekubetzim Bava Kama is from the Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara. The Lashon was mashma, that they didn't make it tonight. All he said is, akot steina mitei nasi, particularly Gnevo Saich. That's it. He didn't make it tonight. The Ramah's right. You have to make it if you made it explicit tonight, then it works. But from the Gemara, the Mashmos of the Lashon of the Gemara, they didn't make it tonight. And Memela, since the Lashon is Mashmos, they didn't make it tonight. Memela, the Kasha is, if they didn't make it tonight, Mos ain't on Konos. The Bach writes in Chol Shemishpat Kuf Tzadi Ches, that the Tanai is effective because he can say Yev Shib Takonos Chachamim. That's what the Tanai means. So you have to say it in a way that's clear, that Yev Shib Takonos Chachamim, you don't want Takonos Chachamim. And here there was no Ein Shum Indikatsia, as they say in modern Hebrew, no indication that he said that. So merely there was no Tanai. You have to make an explicit Tanai. There was no explicit Tanai, and therefore Shita Mubetzis has a good Kasha. Is I Mos Ein Konos, what sort of kinyan is there at all? Tosa has a different kasha. Tosa says, Paris don't make chalifin. So they're learning that the kinyan here is chalifin and Mos. But if you learn that the kinyan is kinyan Mos, and you can make it Tanai, say Nachinami, you can make it Tanai. But here they didn't. You see from the Lashon of the Gemara, no Tanai was made. So Mamela, there should be no kinyan. That's the kasha of the Shita Mekubetzis, but not Shver in the Ramah. The Ramah says, if you made it Tanai, the Tanai is Moil. It's an effective Tanai that Mos are Kona. But here they clearly didn't. And the same thing above Metzia. In Bav Metzia, it says there, Nasa Karmelel Shetigane V'tirtze V'tishalmeni Arei Parasi K'nui L'chami Achshav. It's like the mafkit said that if it's stolen and you want it, you pay. So then my par is already sold to you. Now it's yours. So the Gemara should have said, it's like he said to him that it's konev to you now. Bimos. He's making an explicit tanai that it should be nicknamed with the mos. Because without the tanai behedja, ain't mos konos. So there was no mos there. There was no tanai behedja there. And therefore, in Bav Metzia, the Tos is asking a good kasha. Has he come to the cave with Moses and Konos? And there was no explicit tonight. You don't see that in Lashon of the Gemara. So the same way we answer the kasha in Bav Kama, we can answer the kasha in Bav Metzia. In the previous shir, we cleared if Chachamim uprooted the Kinyan Mos, Legamre, where there is a Kinyan, just they can retract. Until Mashiach is done, they can retract from the Kinyan Mos. So in the Kavod Kashaisa there, he brings from the Yamshel Shlomo and Ginchof Amid Beis, Perik Beis, Simon Chof Beis, Kein Zebetzlach, Psachim Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, Shebekinyan Mos, Kol Zman She'eno Choyzer Havei Kinyan. They hold the pshat is that Kenyan Mos, as long as you don't retract, it's a Kenyan. But not that Chachamim revatal Kenyan Mos legamre. Just you have the option with Mos of retracting, but it isn't a bitul gamur. So the question is from Erev and Pe'alef Amid Beis. If somebody gives money to the chenvani for a kikar, that for a loaf of bread that he should be zochelo eruv, this bread should be used for the eruv, loy zochu moisav, because it's only kinyan kesef, even though he didn't retract. Why not? According to these achronim, kinyan kesef works until there's no chazara, until there's a chazara. But if there's no chazara, there's a good kinyan mouse, so why shouldn't the what's the problem in Erev and Pei Aleph? However, this also isn't Shver, as Rav Nosson points out, because Rashi in Erevin, and Divrei Masa Lo Zochel Lo Mosav writes, Lo Zochel Mosav Shein Mos Konos Ad Sheyimshech, Vafilu Erev Chenvani Hazeh, L'chol Acherim V'zika Gam Lazeinu Erev, Shrei Lo Neskavin L'Zakos Lo Mat Neschinam, Kishar Mizakim Be'erev Eliknos Hamoh, Reina Knuyalo, to give the most in a cross, La Samcha Daite Dahai, Vlovi Daite La Knuye, Venimsa Ma'ari Vlovi Moisav Shalomi Daite. Givaldic. So we see that since Moshe and Konos, he wasn't miscaving. The one who gives to be Makne his Mos to the Chenvani. He's not kona this ma because he wasn't miscaving to be makne to the person wasn't miscaving to be makne to him since ma was saying on konos. So you can't say that, oh, in the meantime it works, ma was konos. Because since the Nosei knows, according to Rashi, that Mos ain't on Konos, and the Moicher can retract at any moment, so Mitchila ain't on Maknes HaMos Klala Moicher. He wasn't giving to him in the first place. He never got the Mos, and therefore there's no Kinyan, because he was never Makning the Mos in the first place. So Lefi Divrei Rashi, it's not Shver at all. He was never makanit him in the first place. He's never makanit him the Mos. Ein achinami, Mos or Konos in the meantime. If you wanted to be Konos in the meantime. But here he didn't want him to. Lefi Das Rashi. The Sefer Kavod Kashaisa, Reb David Avraham Mandelbaum, He has a big, the four-volume series with loads of Teirutzim from Gedolei Yisrael. And then he has the one volume where he summarizes the Teirutzim. So you can look there for more Teirutzim to these kashas from Bava Kamma, from Bava Metzia, from Erevin. In the Tshuvas Mutzal Me'esh, in Chelik Beis and Simon Mem Beis, he was Choyke Beruvain. Shinasan Lashiman Mos Al Metaltlin Veloy Moshach. So Ruvain gives Shimon money for Metaltlin, doesn't do Mashicha. And then Ruvain gives them as a matana to Levi, and then Levi does the Mashicha. Do we say that since Ruvain wasn't Koineh, he's giving him something that doesn't belong to him, and Levi's Mashicha doesn't help? Or maybe, since Levi is his Shliach, Levi's Ruvain Shliach, he's Koineh with his Mashicha. Ayin Shem the Mutzal Mayesh, but Lechora, it's Talui. If how you understand the Kinyan Mos, do we say that Kinyan Mos calls Machain Lechozer, it's a Kinyan? Because if it's a Kinyan, then Ruvain can make Levi a Shliach to do the Mashicha. Because in the meantime, nobody retracted, so Levi can do the Mashicha on behalf of Ruvain. But if it's a Gornished, if it's not a Kinyan at all, then Levi can do no Mashicha. Because it doesn't belong to Ruvain. So what right does Ruvain have to send Levi? Okay, B'siyata D'Shmaya, sweet friends, we've, Baruch Hashem, learned more about this inyan of Mos and Konas Midrabanan. B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue. I hope Hashem should give us the life and the Simchas Chaim and financial means. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.